It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good afternoon, and we are back at Arcanum High School. The Lady Indians JV team went down to defeat 47-33, and I'm here with Diana Rammel, and we're going to see if we can't bring a victory home for the varsity, at least, on this trip down into Dark County.
That's
so,
what we're hoping.
So I think we might come back in a little bit and talk about some of this, but Arcanum, the Lady Trojans varsity, is 7-3 over the course of the season. So we might talk about that a little bit. Want to talk real quick about some of the games coming up. Well, I guess the rest of this year. This evening, got the boys going to be hosting Ansonia. And that'll be Fort Recovery Radio JV and WPGW simulcast for the varsity. And then on the following Friday, the 28th, it'll be the boys hosting Greenville. Again, WPGW simulcast for the varsity. And on that Saturday, the 29th, before New Year's, the girls will host Jay County at noon, and WPGW will simulcast both the JV and varsity of the girls' games. So that's kind of what's coming up here. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll be we'll have our talk with Coach Patch after we come back from this break.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end-of-year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Arcanum High School on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Brian Patch. We're at Arcanum getting ready to play the Trojans. And Coach, what do you think we're going to need to do for us offensively and defensively to have a good chance at winning this game?
Well, one is we got to make sure we aren't in foul trouble. Brooke Colley won't be playing today. She had twisted an ankle yesterday at practice, so we're down one player and one of our best defenders. Teams come here and play, they seem to get in foul trouble, and so we got to make sure that we move our feet, we're not reaching in, we don't get silly fouls that way. We're down our players, and we just got to make sure we play smart on defense. Offensively, they run a 1-2-2 half-court defense, and we got to make sure we get the ball moving from side to side, get it inside and out, be aggressive on the offensive end, attack them in the gaps. So.
That's Coach Brian Patch here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back with more after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Yep.
We're back here at our Canham High School, and got a little bit before the start of the varsity game. Diana, do you know anything about the Canham Trojans?
You know, I don't know anything, but I can tell you, I thought their JV team was pretty good. I think it's a good indicator of what their varsity team is going to be. They look very athletic.
Yes.
You're just looking out and watch them warm up. They look very athletic, and I mean, they're not real tall, but sometimes that doesn't really mean a whole lot. So.
Yeah, and as the coach alluded to in the comments there, they have some pretty good guards.
Yeah.
And that might or might not give us some problems, and again, we'll have to see how that all goes. But,
right.
I think we have, let's see, looks like their first game of the year, they beat Springfield Northwestern 58-16.
Ooh.
Don't know much about that team down in Springfield. They lost to Franklin Monroe 51-44 in the second game. Then they beat Ansonia 66-34, lost to Sidney Lehman 41-27, and beat Bethel 68-38. Then beat Milton Union 71-54, beat Preble Shawnee. A lot of these teams, we're not familiar with because they're down south and east of us.
Right.
They beat them 66-51, lost to Miami East 54-41, beat Vandalia Butler, looks like maybe a week ago, 56-45, and beat National Trail last night 50-44, give them a 7-3 record.
Mm-hmm.
Us today, and then Thursday, it looks like they're playing Tri-County North is their next game, so they have a good record, and there is some very good girls sports down in this area. Some of these teams obviously can't be real good, but some of them are pretty good and have some pretty good traditions of good stuff. And seems to me, without remembering exactly scores or anything, we've always had a little trouble playing them here.
Yes.
They've given us trouble. When we come in with a great team and they have a good team, we still have trouble. And when they have a really good team, we have trouble. It seems like we've probably, I don't have the records or anything, seems like we've gotten the best of them, but it has not ever been easy in my in my remembrance. Now, we may have had some easy ones or some really tough ones.
Yeah.
It just seems like every time we come down here, boys and girls, it's a dogfight. It's just sometimes just a little tough to come out of here with an easy victory.
Yep.
And it just makes it a little tough on us. But looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back after the national anthem, and we'll get you the starters and all that, and try to get us a victory here for the Lady Indians.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Is coming up, so make your plans now to get to the Fort Recovery American Legion's big New Year's Eve party. Dancing will be from 8 to midnight with music by Tom Everhart, and there will be the traditional sausage and sauerkraut served at midnight. The doors open at 7, and it's only $20 per person with a cash bar, and they'll be giving away door prizes throughout the night. Get your tickets at the Legion Canteen or get them at the door that night. Get your group together now and head out to the Legion on New Year's Eve and have a great time with music all night from Tom Everhart.
Welcome back to Arcanum, and we're getting ready for the Tin Cupboard tip-off. They're trying to decide
who's starting and who's not.
I don't know if they're trying to figure out if they got the wrong names written down or if they're waiting for music to start. But they've announced Fort Recovery starters, and it's just taking them a while. Yep. There's like a 30-second pause there. Everybody in the whole place is going,
what is going on? So
is his lips moving and microphones off, or what's going on?
Yeah, that was interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about some starters here.
That'd be great for the night.
I know. We don't have Brooke Conley tonight, so it looks like Brenna Holman is going to start in her place. We've got Brenna, yep. Kiki, Wendell, Olivia Patch, Val, Mollenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. And then starting for the Arcanum Trojans, we have Kayla Daniel, 5'8" junior. We have Camille Pohl, a 5'10" junior. Grace Garneau, a 5'8" junior. Madeline Fearon, 5'6" guard. And number 34, Taylor Gray, and she is a 6-foot-tall freshman. Man, do I remember her from volleyball. That girl can crush it.
She played a little, she played in the JV game.
Yep.
With the quarter. I thought she was pretty good, and I thought, mm-hmm. Well, she only played a quarter, maybe. So it looks like, yep. is that going to be her jumping center?
Yep,
is that
it
right?
Looks like her jumping center, yep. That's what you get when you're 6-foot-tall. You get to jump center.
So getting ready for the Tin Cupboard tip-off here, and getting this game underway here with the Arcanum Lady Trojans.
Okay, Val Mollenkamp gets the jump ball out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn's going to bring up the floor nice and quick to Kiki Wendell, who's going to control the offense here. To Brenna Holman, back to Kiki. So just taking their time, getting started a little bit slow, which is okay. Allie Vaughn, little inside pass to Val Mollenkamp, can't get it in. Back into Val. She's going to drive and dish it out to Kiki with a little 10-foot baseline. Little nice little shot by Kiki Wendell. And we're going to apply some full court pressure. So kudos to us. A little bit of hustle. Oh, and good hustle by Brenna Holman getting ahead of the ball. tosses it. Good steal by Brenna Holman. She tosses it into Allie Vaughn, and Allie goes for the shot and gets blocked, but a good aggressive play. Surprised Brenna didn't get a call foul on that one, hey, it's a good no call.
Yes.
So the Indians are inbounds, play to Val Mullenkamp, little jumper, and for two. So Val Mullenkamp with her first 2 points.
Indians
the game.
Lead 4-0 on the K&L Tractors first quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, off to a good start. And the Indians are, their man pressure is so strong. Nice little play. They dish it into the big girl, and she gets her two. So
Gray with a couple of points.
Yep.
7 minutes to go here.
Got Val stuck in front of her, behind her, I should say. So. Olivia Patch is, mishandles the ball, so it's a turnover for the Indians, and 25 is driving, and she drives all the way to the basket, and she gets blocked by Val.
Yep.
So a nice little block shot by Val Mullenkamp. So the Arcanum's going to take the ball out. Their inbounds play, I don't know what they are, but they're just going to knock it out to number 20. So the Indians, again, they're playing a little man defense. Very aggressive. I like it when they play man.
Yes.
It makes the girls work a little bit harder.
Yep.
And I don't know the difference why you switched from man to
well, some of it is to force them to shoot over a zone. I don't really know what that means, but I hear it a lot.
Yeah,
so if you think they're not going to be able to shoot the three successfully, then that's one of the reasons they do a zone.
So they miss a shot, and we don't get the rebound. So the big girl drives in draws a foul on Olivia Patch.
Okay. Now, let's see. This one is a different. This one isn't.
Oh, this though. Isn't. No, this isn't. This
Kayla O'Daniel.
Yeah, she's another tall one. I mean, 5'8 isn't.
Yeah.
Like to me, it's not tall because I'm 5'11. And when I see 5'8, I'm like, oh, that's not very tall, but really it is. I mean, that's taller than the average. Yeah. So
Yeah, for the girls, that's and she looks like she's very strong.
Yeah.
Player.
Yeah.
She would, if they didn't have the 6 foot gray, she would be a very good inside player for them.
Yep. So she misses her second one. Indians are up 4-3. And Kiki is bringing the ball down the floor with a little help from Brenna. Patch into Allie Vaughn. Baseline. Little baseline switch out jumper to Val Mullenkamp for two. That's a pretty
nice
shot. Nice little assist by Allie Vaughn. She just sees the floor so well. Her head's up all the time.
Yes.
You can tell she's been coached well.
Yes.
and Arcana makes a nice little play. Got us sleeping on defense.
Yep. Somebody came back door and we didn't catch them. 6-5 now on the K&L Trekkers.
Yep.
First quarter scoreboard. 5.5, a little over 5.5 to go here, and Indians lose it out of bounds.
Yep. So Kiki throws it into Patch out on the outside and can't handle it out there. Full court pressure. Let's see what the Indians can do, if they can cause a turnover. Oh, should have been. Got to be turned around. drive into the basket, and she misses it, and rebound comes down to
Val
Mullenkamp. She dishes out to Kiki, and I can hear Brian Patch saying, go. Allie Vaughn, Val Mullenkamp, and she misses the jumper. Rebound to...
She had a nice shot there at the foul line.
Yeah, she did. She had plenty of time to shoot it.
I take that shot every time.
Yep. Olivia Patch blocks the ball.
Nice. Great.
They come up with it. I don't know how they did it, but... rebound. We're not getting our offensive rebound. Nope. That was Gray for the offensive rebound and put back up.
Now it's 7-6, Lady Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
4:40 left here in the first quarter.
Yep. Kiki bringing the ball down the floor. Out to Allie Vaughn, who loses it. Loses it again. This little play up to the right of us is just not working out real good. Allie Vaughn comes up behind her and kind of pushes her out of bounds there a little bit. So Allie Vaughn's going to come up with her first foul.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had three turnovers in a row.
They're going to call that on Kiera.
Oh, Kiki. Okay.
She must have got a reach in or something.
Yep, she must have.
So looks like they have a timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with them.
Okay.
We'll be back
Hello,
in
I'm
just
Kenny Kido
a minute.
From K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We're here 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Indians down 7-6 on the K&L Tractor scoreboard.
So, yeah, we're back. Again, we've had three turnovers in this one corner. I'm not sure what's going on. I hope there's a little change in play call there. We'll see.
Probably some lights don't work.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to blame it on, right?
At least for now, until that timeout.
Now
the blame goes to the players.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Val Mulkin makes a nice defensive play by stopping the baseline drive. So, and she's just going to bring the ball down. And she dishes it to Paige Forkamp, who
inside.
Is wide open.
On the right side, nice.
I mean, she just...
Looked nice play.
That looked like a practice play, like, oh.
Indians back to the lead by one.
Yep. Oh, we let our man loose down the end, and she misses it.
She had a little stutter step before she shot, too.
Great rebound by Paige Forkamp.
Yep. Tries to bounce pass over to Kira, but got the foot of the defender. Was that O'Donnell? Is that her name?
Number 20. Yep. O'Daniel.
O'Daniel. Yep.
So inbounds play by the Indians, and they're going to give us full court pressure. Good luck with that. Allie Vaughn drives, dishes. Paige Forkamp with a little baseline, and she gets fouled. So.
Yep.
I think that's on Gray. Yep. Yep, that's what I like to see, a little five-foot jumper from Paige, and she just misses it, so she's going to be at the line for two. And she's typically a pretty good, I don't have the stats, but she's usually a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yes,
I don't want to eat my words.
Yeah.
But.
So that's Gray's first foul. She has 6 of their 7 points. A little foul trouble for her wouldn't be bad, so let's go at her. That's my coaching suggestion.
Yep, I agree.
Pretty sure Coach Patch isn't listening to us.
Yeah, I'm sure not.
but he might be thinking the same thing.
Yep, he might be.
She has all the points, so going inside isn't a bad thing.
Yep, so Paige Forkamp makes her first one, so we'll see if she can put in her second one. And she puts in her second one, so Paige Forkamp gives us
now
two.
10-7, 3.5, 3:35 to go here in the first quarter.
And we decide against the full court pressure. Oh, Arcanum throws it away.
Yeah, it goes inside.
They tried to go inside. And
off her hands. I'm not sure what that was about.
Yep.
I think she might have turned toward the basket before she had it.
Yep.
Just hit her right in the hands.
Yep.
Out of bounds.
Couldn't have passed it any better.
Yeah.
So Allie and Kiki are bringing the ball down the floor, and they're taking their time. They don't want to get caught in that little half-court trap that killed our JV.
Yep.
Paige Forkamp with a little baseline jumper for two. Nice.
That's
nice
awesome. That is really good.
Yep.
I think she has 6.
Oh, and a foul. They called a foul on what? Allie Vaughn? Yep, Allie Vaughn gets the foul. A little over the back.
Her first.
Yep.
I was thinking she got one before, but the other one was on Kiki.
Yeah, it was Kiki.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. 12-7 now, Indians.
Inbounds play is good. Indians just patiently waiting for them to set up their offense. They are sure taking their time.
Yep.
Yep. Which maybe that was their play call. Maybe that was their plan.
Yep.
Little dish out to the
Gray in the corner.
Gray in the corner.
She shot a 25-footer from 20 feet.
Yep. I think that might have been an assist to 20 because she was wide open, got the rebound.
We'll call it an assist because it went right to her and she went up and in.
Yep. So Kiki, they get two. Makes the score 12-9 in favor of the Indians.
Get it across. There we go.
Yep. Kiki's got the ball. And I'll tell you, they do a great job of just waiting and trapping you there at half court. And, like I said, that's where our JV struggled. We don't have anybody that can really just handle the ball and handle that type of pressure.
Our varsity is usually pretty good at that.
Yep.
Our JV needs to get good at it
because
people will run into a lot of teams that will do that to us if it works.
Yep.
Tried to get it inside to Olivia and off her hands.
Yep. So turnover by the Indian. Paige Forkamp almost gets the steal there.
Yep.
I love her aggressiveness.
Yes.
So they're patiently waiting. And they do, I think Arcanum does a nice job of getting their girls open. And turn around. Oh, nice fake shot. Drive by number 20,
Daniel.
5'8" junior. Nice player. She had a nice little fake.
And she has 5. So she has 5. Gray has 6. And that's Arcanum's 11.
Yep.
Minute and a half here in the K&L Tractors first quarter.
Yep.
And
the Indians get the ball down the floor.
Yep.
A Olivia Patch with the fake and then a little baseline, and then Paige Forkamp there to clean it up, but she misses it. And Brenna Holman gets away with another foul.
Yeah, it might have been a foul. She reached and pulled that ball away.
Yes, she did sure have a little did. Bit of arm. I love that aggression.
But the Arcanum player was between her and the ball and the official, so he didn't see that.
Didn't see the arm swipe.
And sometimes they let them get away with that, too. They were letting them get away with that in the first half of the JV game, and then didn't after that.
Yep.
Nice steal by Val, trying to go underneath to Gray.
Okay, Brenna Holman bring the ball down the floor. And they bring up that trap, and she handles it pretty easy. To Val, out to Allie, who's going to take it. Long two-pointer. And a nice rebound by Val Mollenkamp.
Couldn't make that layup. Nice shots going in.
Yep. Even Paige Forkamp missed a little helper, too.
Yep.
I remember this last game. We missed a lot of those little bunnies, rebound and putbacks. We're missing a ton of those.
Yes.
And again, it's haunting us again this afternoon. So hopefully we can get that to work for us. Took another steal. Well, I don't even know if that's a steal.
They threw it right to him.
They did. They just threw it right to Val Mollenkamp's hands, and that's the way we like it. So Allie Vaughn, Brenna Holman.
20 seconds left here in first quarter.
Yeah, Indians up 12-11. And they're going to take their time and get this last shot. So if it's down to 15 seconds, I'm curious to see how this pans out and who's going to get the ball. My guess is Val. That's what your guess.
Yes.
Yep.
But there's several pretty good shooters.
There is.
A lot of plan B.
Yep, and there it is. And she misses the little baseline.
And Allie's going to... Allie with the rebound.
Yep.
And one dribble and right in the basket. Shot at the buzzer. Indians lead 14-11. Thanks to K&L Tractors for bringing us a first quarter lead. We'll be back right after this message from K&L.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School. 14-11 here in the second quarter, Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. And Arcanum has the ball to start it off.
Okay, so again, the Indians are just playing some man-to-man defense, and Arcanum is doing a nice job of taking their time and setting up their offense. So we'll see how they do here. And they're being very patient. And Macy Day, I don't know, during the timeout, Macy Day made her way in. So
good.
Good choice of, if you're going to pull up somebody to play some varsity, that's the girl to do it. She does a really nice job. Aggressive player. She's a great shooter.
Yes.
Just a nice player. Number 20 drives in and doesn't quite make it. Olivia Patch gets the rebound. And she very aggressively gets the rebound. That's what you like to see. So
she's in place of Paige, who's played very well.
Mm-hmm.
But let's give her a little bit of a break and see what happens with maybe Macy having a little better luck, although we hadn't had bad luck breaking their press.
Yeah.
Nice pass for a little 8-footer to Val.
Mm-hmm.
Indians lead 16-11 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Arcanum with a shot, misses. Gray with a rebound, up and good, and foul.
Foul by Olivia.
Yep. It's her second.
Yep.
So Paige will come back in for Olivia. And she probably wasn't going to be out real long anyway, is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we played a little over a minute, just 6:51 left here in the second quarter. Indians lead by three.
Yep. Misses her free throw. Yep. Ball goes out of bounds. Indians.
Gray at the forgot to say the Hull Brothers foul line is where she was.
Right.
She and Hull Brothers got us a miss, so
yep,
we're happy with them.
And Gray's got their 8 of their 13 points, so. Yep. For being a little freshman, a big freshman, she does a pretty shoot.
You know, Daniel has the other 5.
Yep. And Val Mullenkamp.
Oh, man. Nice pass to Paige, who got it quickly to Val. The defenders inside had to switch from one side to the other, and Val was wide open.
Yeah. Oh, oh a big three-pointer by Daniel.
Daniel again. So she has 7. She has 8. And Gray has 8 of their 16. Indians lead 18-16 on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard, and high pass to Paige. She goes up, doesn't come down with it cleanly off her leg, out of bounds.
Yep. So and again, that's what the fourth time it's turned over right here. So.
Right in that corner.
Yep.
It'll be what would be to them the left corner.
Yep. 3-point shooter. No good. Rebound goes to, I don't know, it's a fight.
Scrum.
Paige Forkamp and Arcanum's Macy Hartman. So
Fearon put the shot up, I believe. She was a pretty good player in the JV game.
Yep.
And I think she had quite a bit of their offense, too. So.
Yep. So we make the we actually continued to throw down that side. This time we got the ball down the floor without any problems. Val Mullenkamp inside and back out to Allie. He's going to wait on our teammates to move. Kiki to Allie. Baseline. She's driving. And she misses it. And it looks like Allie Vaughn gets the foul even though she was underneath. So goes to the Arcanum Trojans. So that's Allie Vaughn's second, so she's going to have a seat. Brenna Holman's going to come in and play some.
Got a shout out from one of our absolute loyal listeners, Kathy Etzler. Says we're sounding good.
Thanks, Kathy. Yeah.
We love that you're listening.
Yep.
I know we know everybody can't get to every game, so
right.
That's why we do this.
There's
a decent amount of fans here, but a lot of stuff going on today for a lot of people. And I know there's a lot of people, you know, tuning in, tuning out, and doing other things, and then tune back in. So we'll try to give the score as much as we can, but we kind of forget sometimes to get caught up in the game.
Yeah, I imagine there's some bacon going on and some cooking, maybe a turkey in the oven.
Yep, and maybe even some Christmas celebrations. Tomorrow, today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so it's about 4.5 minutes to go. They just missed a shot while we were jabbering. And the Indians lead 18-16 inside the Val.
Nice.
Up and in. 20-16 with 4.5 to go on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
And that was a great play. Great play. They do this. They just know where each other's at.
Yeah,
they
great ball movement. Again, a very similar play what they had earlier.
They just know where they're going to be, and they just do a nice job of that. So, number 23 with the ball. Indians are trying to keep him from getting that ball down deep into Gray. And it looks like they're going to try it, and they're going to turn it over.
Yep. Tipped away a little bit by Val and grabbed by Kiki, and we go.
Val makes a great, great defensive play. She gets around her without getting fouled, and that's not an easy thing to do.
No.
Inside to Val Mullenkamp, and she little jumper for 2 more.
Another nice one, 12 points to Val.
She's got 12, and that's a great start.
Yes. Yeah. And Paige has 6, but she could have, she had 2 assists on 2 of Val's baskets in the last couple of minutes.
Yep.
3.5 left here in the Fowler Mechanical quarter.
Yeah, I feel like Paige has become like a whole new player.
Yep. A real nice play there to O'Donnell going toward the basket wide open and up and in at 22-18 now.
Yeah.
O'Donnell she has 8. Eight for.
So Val Mullenkamp with the
ball. No, she has 10.
10,
She's leading.
10.
So they're having trouble getting it into Gray, but O'Donnell's giving us trouble.
Yep. Paige Forkamp turns it over, trying to bounce pass it into Val. Not a bad play, because it's been working. But might have been pushing our luck a little bit too much there. Yep. I don't know.
And Macy will come in to take Paige's place. She'll rest a little bit. 3:02 left here in the
So out on the floor, and looks like Hope Wendell's getting some playing time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't see her coming.
Yeah, I didn't either. She I missed
for,
her.
For Olivia.
Yep. So we got Hope Wendell, Val Mullenkamp, and then up on top playing some defense, we got Brenna, Kiki, and Macy. Yep. So we'll see if we can stop the stop the ball. Hope Wendell in for the great defensive play, and she gets the foul, or she gets a foul over the over her back, so, yep. So Indians get the ball.
So Pole with the shot, rebound to Hope, and then they were trying to, just on that rebound, they were over her back, so.
Yep. She knows right where to put her body, I'll tell
yes,
you what.
Yes, she does. She's,
well.
She's got a nose for getting there.
She does.
And she gets her hands on it. I'm not sure you're going to get it out of her
nope,
hands.
Nope, definitely not.
Nope. A little bit of ball handling problems, but
yep.
Got out of that.
Yep. Indians off to the right to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell back out to Kiki. She wanted to throw it in. Allie Vaughn out to Macy. Back to Brenna Holman. Brenna's going to drive and dish it out to Kiki. Didn't see the open shot she wanted. Brenna Holman back out to Kiki. Back over to Brenna. I think they got a plan. It's just not working. I think the defense is keeping us from getting the ball in.
Whatever that next pass is supposed to be, they're not letting us get it.
Yep. So end of Val Mullenkamp, who almost back out to Kiki. So, yeah, whatever's supposed to be happening over here isn't happening. Hope back out to Macy, to Kiki.
Down to minute 40 in the second quarter.
And then Brenna Holman shoots one.
Had a nice shot in the corner, but didn't go. Three-pointer misses.
Yeah.
And pass down court, and Kiki gets in between them, but she knocks it away, but couldn't chase it down before it got out of bounds.
Yep.
So 1 minute, 30 seconds. Indians lead 22-18 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard, and Arcanum triggers it in.
Okay, and it comes in clean, and they've got, let's see what they do here. Well, a little dish in to number 20, and she flips it out to
Pole, I believe.
Yep, and draws the foul on Val, I believe.
She tries to go around the, do a little hook.
Yeah, a little hook shot. Those are nice. When they can come around and get a hook shot. I'm trying to teach that to Whitley to hook shot it so you know, you're not getting that arm fouled. Or
foul on the Val is her first, and that puts
Camille Pole.
Pole at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Mm-hmm.
And Hull Brothers gets us another Arcanum miss.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Hull Brothers.
Minute 20 on the
hook shot.
Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
22-18, the score remains after that miss. She gets one more.
And she misses again. Right into Val's hand, so Val gets a rebound. And she's going to give it to Kiki and let Kiki control the offense.
Yep.
This is a good idea.
Yes.
Over to Macy Day to the left. Back to Kiki. And they really like that left side. Hope Wendell back out to Macy. To Kiki. I think they want to go inside, but to Brenna Holman. She just about gets trapped, and she walks. Oh,
yeah, trying to get that ball out.
She's trying to get that Euro step in, I think.
Yeah.
No. I think the Euro step hasn't caught on down here in high school girls. Referees don't know what Euro step is here. I don't even know what the Euro step is.
I know what it looks like, but I sure couldn't describe it.
As a matter of fact, I think I seen the kid from Duke do it the other night. I'm like, he just traveled, and Kurt said, no, that's the Euro step.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever that is. So. Oh, hell. So O'Kranem takes a three-pointer, and they miss it, and rebound goes to Brenna Holman, and they try to take it from her, but the ball goes out of bounds, and the Indians will retain possession with 31 seconds to go in this Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
Still 4-point lead, 22-18, and looks like Paige Ford Campbell come in to replace Hope Wendell.
Yeah, and Hope did her job, I'll tell you why.
Yes, she did. She played very well. And,
she's just a nice...
You know, we have some interchangeable parts.
Yes.
That, you know, the game will be different, but we don't get hurt when we put in at least the first three or four subs.
Right. Macy out to Paige, out to Allie, I believe. I got to, oh no, that's Brenna. To Kiki,
yeah,
we got 14
seconds.
We
to look
seconds.
Through the backboard, so it's a little tough.
Yep.
10 seconds now.
Yeah, Kiki's going to wait on this last second shot. And then she's going to over to Ford Camp, who's going to drive it, dish it to Macy for
the
three, and she misses it.
Oh, man.
good open shot, good open look. But Indians live the lead at a half with 22-18. So
we'll be back with a little bit of what we think went on in the first half right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School, where the Lady Indians lead 22-18 over the Arcanum Lady Trojans. And I forgot to write down the score for the first quarter, but the Indians were up there, but I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
They lead 22-18 here, and
I know Val Mullen Camp has 12.
Yep.
And Page Four Camp, I think, has 6.
Yep. And so that's 18 of the 22. Mm-hmm. And for Arcanum, it is O'Daniel, Kayla O'Daniel with 10 of the points, and Taylor Gray with 8 of the points, and that's all of the Arcanum points.
Yeah, so it's the O'Daniel Gray show for them.
Are you at all familiar with the name Gray down in this area?
You know, I'm not, but the last time I did the radio with you was when we played Arcanum, and you told me all about the Gray name, but I forget.
I don't remember the guy's name, and he's one. I believe he might be a. He's been an AD, coach, all kinds of stuff in this area, but back about 50 years ago, he played for either Franklin Monroe or Arcanum, and he was a great player. I believe Dave was his name.
Gotcha.
And he was outstanding, one of the best players in the state.
Hmm.
And he moved back to this area and did what a lot of those guys do, is come back and give back and be in the system. I believe he was maybe superintendent or principal at either Arcanum or Franklin Monroe. And then this is probably a granddaughter. And then I think there's, and I didn't look at the Arcanum boys roster, but I believe there's a sophomore boy that's probably this girl's brother.
Gotcha.
I believe there's Grays, and they're all pretty good, but they're smart.
Yeah.
They know how to play the game, and this girl's 6 foot tall freshman, so she's going to be something to contend
like
with.
A freshman.
No, she is a really good player. And she's going to be something to contend with for a long time.
Yep.
She's strong. She's smart. She's got a nose for the ball. And it's again, Indians are leading 22-18 here.
Mm-hmm.
And Arcanum has two players with all the points. I believe they only had two or three team fouls in the first half, and I believe we had 5, maybe 6. Neither team got into the 1-1, so
right.
I don't believe there's any player in foul trouble. I believe one player has 2. Don't remember who it is, but it's not.
It's Olivia.
I believe you're right.
I'm anxious to see what Brian.
We want to have her in there, but when she's not in, you know, Paige is in there, and
you're not losing anything.
No, it's the game's different when she's in, but we don't lose anything.
Right.
Or when she's not in, Hope is in.
Yep.
And you know, it's different, but we don't lose anything.
Right.
And we go with Brenna. We don't have a colleague today because she tweaked her ankle. But we have 3 or 4 players come off the bench that are we're not hurt.
Yeah.
You don't go, oh, man, now I got to put somebody else in. No, the game will change a little bit. Might be shorter and quicker or something like that, or taller and stronger.
Right.
But the game's still, you know, we're still pretty good when we're doing that.
Right.
So I like it that we, you know, and people get to rest a lot. And you're fresher, and now early in the game, it doesn't make that much difference. You get third and fourth quarter,
right,
and you got a little fresher legs, you're in a little better shape than some of those other teams are. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit with a little bit more, and I'll let you talk the next time.
Okay.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, and we're back. We're back here at Arcanum Trojans High School for the Indians High School Varsity Girls Basketball. Again, they started out real good. They had a good first half. But, you know, we're only up by four, and I think we just need to keep playing our hard-nosed man-to-man defense. I think that's really given them I can't really say it's given them a hard time, but...
The Indians came out a minute early.
They did.
Came out with 4 minutes left, and it's usually three.
I'm wondering what what Coach Pash talked about. I imagine with only two people scoring on the other team, I imagine he's going to buckle down a little bit more on those two and see if the other girls can shoot. My guess is they can't.
And sometimes buckling down on those means fouling them more, and that's not good.
Yep.
Because we've got Olivia with two already, and those are both they're taller girls, the 6 foot and 5 foot. Nine, as I said early in the game, when the 5 foot nine girl, she could be a very good post player if Gray wasn't there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see what the plan is, and we'll see if those two can score this half, and see if Brian puts the buckle down on them.
Yeah, we need to slow them down some. Mm-hmm. I'd say he might have said, "Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Let's tighten this up a little bit, and off we go. Let's go out there and go get them."
Yep, I don't think our offense going. Change. I think it's going to stay where it's at because I think it's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we're being patient, and I think that's huge. I think when the girls are patient, they play better. You know, take a little time off the clock.
And a lot of times, Coach Vaughn will see a thing that their defense is doing that we can take advantage of. Just a tweak here and there. Let's try this instead of this, and off we go. So we'll see how that all goes. But let's take another quick break. We'll be back, and we'll get ready for the start of the second half.
Okay.
Back right after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back.
Yep, we're back on the Cooper Farms halftime show, but they both teams come out of the halftime 30-40 seconds early, so yeah. We're getting ready to go here.
They said, let's get a move on.
Yep.
Yeah, got Christmas parties to go to.
Yeah, start the Fort Camp excavating third quarter, and off we go.
Yep, and Arcanum has the ball, and Val Mollenkamp knocks it away, so the Indians are going to take it all the way down the floor to Brenna Holman, who... I think she got pushed, I'm not sure.
She was falling out of bounds, flipped it back, and hit two Arcanum girls in the hands, and neither one of them, she flipped it so hard they couldn't catch it, and back off of them and out of bounds. So Indians, looks like Allie bringing it in.
Yeah. To Kiki, who takes the three because she's wide open. Why not?
And she was.
To Olivia Pass.
Good shot for.
Great rebound. Oh, and she tosses it to Boo.
Yep. She probably could have turned around and just made that shot.
But I think so, too.
I think she thought that... was that Allie that was...
Yeah, Allie got the foul on that. Ball foul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. I thought that was a good move, although Olivia could have very easily taken that shot herself.
But, right, right.
But that's okay. That's trying to not be selfish.
Right,
And it normally would work. So Arcanum bringing it up.
Yeah. So Allie has to sit down. She's got her third foul. Paige Forkamp comes in. Little back door to number 23, who gets fouled by Val Mollenkamp. With her second foul.
Second, and Olivia has two. So now, what we said at halftime, and nobody really had foul trouble. We got two quick ones, and one has three, and one has two. Now, if that's all they get, that's not bad. But Paige is sitting down now, and we'd like to Allie is sitting down now, and we'd like to have her in there. But you know, I got Brenna and Kiki and Paige in there, and that's not a bad thing, along with
not a bad thing
with our two big girls.
Yeah. So Gracie Garner, 22, Camille Poole at the line. She misses both of them. So thank you, Hall Brothers.
Thanks, Hall Brothers. they put the jinx on the Lady Trojans.
That they did. So. Paige Forkamp out to Kiki, over to the right to Brenna, back to Kiki to the left. All the way to the left, Forkamp to Brenna. She's going to drive in and turn it over. I think she was looking for somebody, and it just didn't work out.
A little bit. The ball got pushed from behind. She didn't, and went out of her hands into theirs.
Yeah. So. Three-pointer by number 20, who misses it. Oh, and Val Mollenkamp boxes out, but she gets around her. But Olivia Path comes up with the ball. Kiki brings it down.
Quickly to Paige.
Paige Forkamp in for a little layup there. Yep. So Paige Forkamp gets her eighth point.
That was a really nice play.
Yep, it was. Great read by Kiki Wendell.
Yes.
She sees the court very well.
So 6:20 on the Forkamp excavating.
Yeah, Indians up 24-18. And we've got all five Arcanum players on the other side of the three-point line.
Yeah, they're all outside the three-point line. And you see that there's going to be a lot of guard stuff going on. And
I wonder if he wants us to switch to a zone, maybe. I'm not real sure what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about this sport to know why that's changing, but they're definitely doing something different. But the defense is, the Indians' defense is...
She drove in, went down. I thought traveled, no call.
Definitely.
Wasn't tripped.
Oh, somebody get that ball?
Yep. Had a...
Val Mollenkamp gets it in double dribbles. I didn't see her.
I didn't see the double dribble. The shot went up and they completely missed it.
Yep.
Bounced on the floor. Val picks it up and goes down the court and they called double dribble. I missed that completely, but we do have a bar kind of in the way. So and Coach Patch didn't really scream, so
Pass
trying to go inside, tipped away by Paige, and gets it to Kiki.
Yeah, her hops. Good luck getting anything over her. If she reads it, she's going to get it. So she's got some great hops. Does a nice job.
Great reflexes.
Yes. very athletic player. So Brenna Holman over to the left to Olivia Patch, back out to Kiki, who's just going to wait and see what happens. Brenna Holman off to the right. Kiki to the center, out to Olivia Patch. Dishes it over to Paige Forkamp, who misses a three-point shot. A great hustle.
Got a nice shot in the corner.
Yeah, she did.
But just didn't go.
Yeah.
But it was wide open.
Well, baseline Kiki misses, and Arcana comes down with a rebound.
They've had two nice shots, but they're not going.
Nope. Arcana, I tell you, they are aggressive when they come down the floor. You better look out. And somebody gets a foul. I'm not sure who this is going to be on, but
Kiki patted Olivia on the back.
I think he's giving it to Olivia, maybe. 21.
Yep, her third.
We don't need that.
No, but
we don't have big enough lead for her to be getting her.
We're going to lose a little height here, putting Macy Day in. We're going to lose a foot.
Yep.
But, you know, as we said before,
it doesn't matter.
It changes the game, but it doesn't hurt anything.
Right.
Now we got quick instead of tall. So
right.
How does that hurt?
It's all good.
And a great outside shooter. So, you know, it's just different.
Yep.
So, Hall Brothers foul line. First shot. No good. They finally make one.
That's their first point, I think.
I missed who that was at the foul line. That was Garneau.
Yeah, Garneau.
So, she's the only other person besides Gray and O'Daniel that have scored for Arcanum.
Yep.
So it's 19-24 for the Indians, 19 for Arcanum. 4.5 minutes to go here in the Fowler Mechanical, Fort Kent excavating third quarter.
Macy Day with a three-point shot, and she misses it. Oh.
We've had
but a great rebound by Kiki.
Nice
jumper by Macy Day, the shortest girl on the team, gets the rebound.
Yep.
She
Val
comes out of nowhere.
Shot.
Oh, and then
now
she turns it over.
Stolen by
Drive and shoot, and she gets fouled, and she makes it. Fouled by Kiki, I believe.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's Garneau, so she's got 3 points now, and she'll go to Hull Brothers foul line. 4:04 here left. It's 24-21 now. Indians lead down to three. With a chance to go to two if she can make this.
Yep.
Indians want to box out here and get this rebound, and they do.
Brenna Holman comes down with a nice rebound.
Paige boxed out real well, and Brenna came around the back and got that rebound, and Indians have it down on our end.
So Kiki with the ball over to Brenna Holman to the left. And they're going to try to get it into Val Mollenkamp. A little jump shot. She jumps and misses it, but she gets fouled. So.
We've missed five shots that we always make.
Yes.
That's a little disheartening that we still are leading, but that's, you know,
it'd be nice to see those fall.
Yeah. If those would all fall, we'd have a pretty good lead.
Right.
So it's like they're going to take a timeout, 3:47 here in the Fort Camp excavating third quarter. We'll be back right after this.
After whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here at Arcanum High School. Indians lead 24-21, third quarter. And
Val Mollenkamp's at the Hall Brothers line, so we'll see how.
Yep, you get us a couple here.
Yep.
Help us out, Hall Brothers.
Yep. And her first one is good. That's pretty. Do them all like that, that'd be great.
Yep, 25-21 now.
Val Mollenkamp, she makes her second one for her 12th point of the game, so.
Yep.
Actually, I'm sorry, 14 point. They're
playing
a little bit late getting it up there. So she's got 14. Arcanum brings the ball down the floor with not much pressure. Drive baseline. She dishes it out. Almost gets stolen. Good.
Garneau tries to get it in. Val tips it away.
She gets
Gray. Is that Gray? Yeah, I think that's Gray. And called a foul on her.
Yep, we got to get around her.
That's her second, third.
Third, yep, it's a third foul. So we got Olivia and Val both with three, and Allie as well. So yep. We're going to take a timeout and talk about it.
Yeah, we better get a timeout and figure out what we're going to do here now with several people in foul trouble. So be back right after this from Fort Camp Excavating, our third quarter
proudly
sponsor.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Arcanum High School. Had a full timeout, but they only took 30 seconds, so we're back here.
Arcanum inbounds play, and they try to get it in, and she travels.
Yep. She tried to get it inside, saw two or three Indians in between, and she kind of hung on to it one extra step.
Yep, so she sure did.
Indians ball now.
Couldn't quite get rid of it quick enough.
And if she had, we'd have had it.
Right. So, again, they're looking at that half-court trap, and the Indians take care of it pretty easily. Paige Forkamp gets trapped, but she handles it to Macy, to Olivia Patch. Back out to Macy. Over to Kiki. We're just going to kind of take our time and set up our offense. So that's what you like to see. Just slowing it down, making sure that we're making good passes. Kiki drives and dishes it to Macy.
Looked like she might want to take a shot, but she backed off.
Kiki, nice drive play by Kiki.
Oh, yes. And we finally made one of those layups.
Yes. Those ones that we've been missing.
28-21 now. Indians on the Fort Camp Excavating, the third quarter scoreboard. Yep. Inside to Gray.
Yep. And
back out to
25. That's the Perron.
Oh, yeah, she was in the JV game.
Yep.
It's 28-24.
So definitely the Indians did something different defensively on the big girl.
Yep.
And a turnover by Macy.
Knocked away. And
and Macy Day
quickly
gets a foul.
Down court to Pole. And Macy might have been a little bit of a frustration foul after getting it taken away. She determined to get it back and couldn't.
Yep.
So Cole goes to the Hull Brothers foul line. 2:16 left here in the third quarter. Indians up four. Now up three with a made free throw. Come on, Hull Brothers, make or miss.
Yep, that's right. Ooh, and Allie Vaughn's going to enter. And she's going to, who's sitting down? Is that Macy?
Yep.
Wasn't sure. I couldn't tell if that was Kiki. Box out first. I hear you. So ball is up, and she makes her second free throw.
So Allie's back in with a little over 2 minutes to go, and she's got three fouls, but we're going to try something different.
Yep, Indians up by two.
Go. Yep.
Let's see. So Brenna Holman's going to bring the ball down the floor. She is doing a nice job. She's just going to drive it to the basket. Oh, and she gets fouled by Taylor Gray. So that was almost a no call.
A push.
Yep.
Yeah, so they did call it on her.
Yep.
I thought if they called it a push, that might not have been her. It might have been from the back.
It was
on her.
Yeah, I think she pushed her when she shot it, and then Brenna's so strong, she kind of bounced off of her.
Mm-hmm.
So Brenna Holman makes her first free throw for her first point of the game. Good kudos to her for driving to the basket. We don't do that too much.
Yeah, go right in there.
So go right at him. Yeah,
that is her second foul.
Yep.
So she's made both of them. The Indians up by four again.
Mm-hmm.
Just under 2 minutes now.
So, number three. Oh, she misses.
Wow.
And
14.
And she, rebound. Gets
she
it.
Got the ball and had it up toward the basket in less than a half a second.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, it was right on line, but it was about a foot short.
Yep.
So under with that miss.
Yeah, Indians get the rebound. Well, actually, it was tied, so we get the possession. Oh, and he calls a travel on Kiki.
Yeah, got it to Allie. I think it was Allie that traveled when she got it.
Oh, I thought it was Kiki.
But either way.
Yep, didn't matter. Turnover, Indians.
Yeah, and nobody's complaining.
Right.
It's
probably a right call.
Yep, probably so.
Minute and a half here on the Fort Camp excavating third quarter. Yep. Indians up four.
Oh, we got somebody wide open down there. She misses it. Allie Vaughn gets her fourth foul.
Ah, man.
And Macy Day is up off the bench in a flash.
Yep, so, with Daniel back at the Hull Brothers foul line. She already has 10 of their 26 points.
Yep. See if she can, Hull Brothers can help us out here.
She's leading the Trojans in points.
Yep, she gets her 11th point. Macy Day will come in the game for Allie Vaughn.
So Daniel's a junior, Gray's a freshman, and they're both pretty good, and they will both be back next year.
Yep. And the second one is up and good. Indians up two. Macy Day's going to throw the ball into Kiki.
Now they're really putting the pressure on us.
Yep, and Kiki's just going to handle it pretty easily. She's going to jumper and no good.
Oh, in and out.
Another good
shot that misses.
Good open. I mean, it was a good time to take it. It was open.
Here they come the other way, and Olivia, they tried to go inside to Daniel again, and Olivia knocks it away out of bounds. Couldn't hang on to it, but definitely stopped what looked like it might have been a pretty easy basket.
Yep, I agree.
That triggered under their own basket.
Inbounds play.
Just over a minute.
Oh, 14 shoots her three-pointer, misses it. And Olivia Patch does a great job boxing out on 34.
So under.
Good job. Kiki Wendell with the ball. She's going to bring the ball down the floor. And Indians are going to look to set up the offense. 53 seconds left in this Fort Camp excavating third quarter. We'll see who this last shot's for.
Yep, probably would be playing for the last shot unless something comes up they can't
like
pass
that.
Up. Yeah. But I was thinking something easy for us, but they almost handing the ball off. Just went through her legs, but got it back. So to Brenna in the corner,
Brenna
drives
Holman's
in.
Going to drive in and get a little jumper.
Yep.
So nice shot by Brenna Holman. Little, 5-foot jumper.
Yep.
23 seconds left, and they're going to take their time bringing the ball down the floor and try to get the last few points of the game. So it's been a good game so far, back and forth. The Indians have been able to maintain the lead. So.
Most of their players are out past the line, but they're moving around toward the lane. 5 seconds.
Yep. And drive. And
shot goes crazy. Shot goes up, hits the
She made that.
But it won't count because it hit this support.
Yep.
So we played three quarters. Mm-hmm. Indians lead 32-28. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to Arcanum. It'll be Arcanum's ball to start the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter.
Okay. Yep, Arcanum's at the ball, so they're going to see what they can do here. And they got 34 down. They don't have them all five out on the... Oh, gosh, dang, how does she get open? And she misses it. Goodness.
Yep.
So that little back door, I don't know how that back
gotta
door
stop
gets
that.
Open.
There was Siculin that was killing us in the JV game.
Yes.
But she missed it, so that's good. But it was an easy shot for him.
It sure was. I don't know how she missed it. Val Mollenkamp's going to drive, dish it out to Kiki. Over to Paige Fulkamp is going to take your time. Oh, and she
wide open three that didn't
open.
Go again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And bring it down quickly and then pull it back out.
Yep. And she's going to take a three-point shot, and she's going to make it.
Oh, man.
That puts
Daniel
the Indians.
Daniel with another
shot 15 for her, and Indians lead is down to one. Seven minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
We're going to need to buckle down here.
Yes, we need to take good shots, which we have been. They need to go in. You know, in the second half, we've missed at least a half a dozen what should be dead-eye shots.
Yep. And Paige tries to get it in. They kick it out of bounds.
Tries to get the bounce pass into Olivia.
Indians will have an inbounds play.
Caught the foot of our Canem player, they'll take it out. We'll take it out under our basket.
Mm-hmm. And out to Paige Forkamp. Over to Brenna. She's going to drive and hold it to Kiki. Taking the time, making sure they got a good look-see for a good shot. Kiki to Brenna Holman. To Paige Forkamp, and she's going to give it to Val, who's going to drive and dish it out. Back into Val. Little jump shot. She misses and gets boxed out.
Not an 8-10-foot shot. That should have gone, and it just hit short. Tipped by Paige.
Paige Forkamp makes a nice again. Good luck getting anything over her. She can jump.
And she has the quick reflexes.
Yep. She's had a real nice game. She's got 8 points for us, and she's made some great defensive plays that stop some scores. So now I think the Indians are going to buckle down a little bit more on defense, get a little bit closer to some of these. I think they're giving a little bit too much space to shoot. So
we do have Olivia and Val, both our tall girls, with three fouls each, so we have to be careful.
Yep.
Still 6 minutes left. Can't pick up that fourth one for at least three or four more minutes.
Right.
And hopefully we don't at all. But
this
will be another shot for Siculin. Daniel missed it.
Yes, Indians get ball. Ooh, I don't know how we got away with that one. I can't see you down there. But
we have things in our way here on this end of the court. We can see most of it, but the last 5 feet from the foul line out, we can't see what's going on there. But
Kiki's going to bring the ball down the floor. Paige Forkamp's going to drive. Oh, and she almost gets the ball stolen, but she saves it to Brenna. To Kiki, who's going to drive in, jump shot, and in.
All right. Let's keep making those. Kiki. That was a nice shot. We needed that. 34-31 now.
Yep, we needed that. It was pretty play.
Kiki has six now.
Mm-hmm. Those little driving baskets are pretty. A nice little option to have. Arcan's going to take their time and make sure they got a nice good shot.
They're all out away from the basket.
They are. There they go again.
And got one of them moving in and back out, and then back in, back out. And, one of them cutting across the lane, and Gray cutting across the lane, and Liv tips it away.
Yep. That was a good play because she came around her.
And didn't foul her. Although some of the referees with anticipation would have called it a foul, and it was not. But you'll see it a lot where it looks like it's going to be, and they blow the whistle before it happens. So into Val,
and she gets fouled. She gets her 2 points, and she gets fouled. That was a nice play.
That was great.
Yep.
Got it to the right person, going to the right place, went strong, got it in, got fouled. She gets to go to the Hull Brothers foul line. That is the third foul on Camille Pohl for the Trojans. Third team foul. Indians with seven. So the Trojans will be in the bonus. Any other ones? Yep. She misses from the Hull Brothers foul line. So lead stays at 5. 4:44 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter.
And again, Trojans are now they're doing something else different.
Yeah, doing almost a weave kind of thing there.
Can't keep up with them. And across court, and 22 is going to take a three-pointer and miss it.
Wide open, hits the rim, bounces over the backboard.
Is that what he called?
And that makes it out of bounds.
Excellent.
It's supposed to be, some call it, some don't, some they'll let it do it, but I think maybe the next bounce actually went out of bounds anyway.
Indians get an easy ball in, but they're going to try to trap her at midcourt. We'll see how this goes. We just don't let that happen on the varsity, so that's a good thing.
Yep.
A little bit
we
more of a heads up.
We need to get it across.
Up.
There we go. Yeah. Wasn't across center court yet. Right. Probably 8 seconds. Kind of taking their time, but almost too much.
Whoa, Kiki. Hang on to that ball, Kiki.
She was looking where she was going to pass it before she had it in her hands. So back to Allie, back to Kiki. Inside to Val. Makes a move.
Nice. And what did they call?
I think they
called traveling.
Might have called it travel.
I was
hoping because the defender went down. I don't think she pushed her, but sometimes they'll
call that.
Call that if they don't see it. It looked like it could have happened, but from where we were, it didn't happen.
Right.
3:45 left here, and Arcanum passing it around down five to the Indians.
Yep, little baseline. Oh, and a turnover. Nice job, yep. Indians. So going baseline kind of doesn't work out for them. Indians get a steal.
I think what they're trying to do is get the fourth foul on either of our taller girls. Too. And so far, the last two times, that has worked to their disadvantage.
Yeah, Paige Forkamp tries a jumper and it misses it. And the rebound goes to the Arcanum Trojans. And they're going to swing it around. Baseline jumper in, and she misses. Rebound to 34. She makes it. So
nice play by Gray.
Haven't heard from her in a while, but she gets her 12th point, and she gets a foul. I'm not sure who fouled. Did you see who fouled? Number four, 20. No, somebody's fourth. It was either Olivia or
number four. Did that?
Not sure who it was. And they're not putting it up on the board, so I'm not sure who got that foul.
It'd have been Paige.
Paige Forkamp. Okay.
No, Allie. I'm sorry. It's Allie.
Well, Allie had four coming in.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
But,
well, I'm not sure who got that foul.
3 minutes left, so we're going to, if they have three or four fouls, they're going to keep on playing until they're done.
Allie dishes it out to Paige Forkamp for the three for her 11th point.
She finally got one of those easy shots to fall.
Yep, she did.
That's her shot, and she just hasn't been getting them, and now it's 39-34.
Yep, another three-point shot by Arcanum, and they miss it. Rebound goes to Val Mullenkamp.
Yep.
And she's going to give the ball to Kiki and let her take the ball down the floor. Indians up five in this fourth quarter for Iran.
Two and a half. Just
quarter.
Play smart and hang on. And
to Kiki, back out to Kiki. Baseline drive.
I think we have the personnel to run some clock.
Yes.
It looks like that's what we're doing.
Yep.
And we have some good ball handlers in there.
Yep.
And if we don't have any bad ball handlers, we probably wouldn't want always have Olivia dribbling, but she can do well for a big, and Val is good at it. Plus, we have Paige and Allie and Kiki.
Yep.
And Macy Day still on the bench if we have to have that. And Hope Wendell if we have to have that. And there's, there's two or three more that we're going to be okay.
Yep.
If we can just not let them get their fingers in there too quick and just take care of the ball. 2 minutes now.
Kiki's going to drive and lose it. Oh, and she loses it.
Yeah, she drove down there. She wasn't going to shoot it. She was looking to somebody to pass it to and lost the handle.
Yep.
Minute 57. For Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians still up five, but now they gave the ball back to Arcanum. We just can't let them get an easy shot and not a quick shot either. We want to make them run some time.
Yep.
They look like they're okay with that. They're passing around the outside again, looking to go in, but and Gray is on the inside now.
Yep. She moves well down there. She just knows. Good defensive play by
Paige
Forkamp.
She drove in. Paige grabbed a hold of the ball and tied her up. And
nice play. Allie Vaughn back in to Brenna Holman.
Yep.
So he doesn't want Allie playing defense.
And Paige doesn't have any fouls, so if they'd have called that, that would have been
okay.
But there wasn't a foul, but that'll get called sometimes.
Yep. So they're going to give us full court pressure, and we handled it pretty easy. And if you can get that ball into Kiki, we're in pretty much in good shape.
Yep.
So the ball goes to Paige Forkamp, who's getting hammered.
Yeah, minute 20 now. Yep. Indian still with a five-point lead and the ball. Allie's having all kinds of trouble with her footing.
And she gets pushed. Thank goodness. I was hoping they'd call something.
Yeah, they bailed her out there, and it was a foul, but she was losing her footing. She was going down, trying to get back up, and looks like they're going to call a timeout.
Yep.
So we'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute. Indians lead 39-34 with a little over a minute to play.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here. Sorry about the silence there. You're supposed to be getting to hear a little bit about the New Year's Eve party at the Legion. So gone out $20 and all that. It just didn't play. My fault.
So, you know what happens.
Yeah, so it's 12 Indians with the ball.
Val Mollenkamp is actually handling the ball. She almost gets it stolen. She picks it up and she has to give it out to Allie. Allie's going to dribble around and stay open, so kudos to Allie. And, they don't call the foul. They're going to let it go. They call the foul.
There was a bump. I know they wanted to foul
us. They did.
Put us on the foul line, and it was a foul. It looks like there were... officials might have a Christmas party to get to.
Right.
A few seconds quicker, maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
But they were wanting to foul, and it was. But so that is the sixth team foul. So the next one will be putting the Indians on the line. Goes into Val. She puts the jumper up. No good. Gray with the rebound. And
Paige Forkin just nips her in the side.
Yeah, she's going to fight her for it and bumped her. So
Paige gets the foul, but that's only her first foul.
I believe that's her first.
She's had a great game.
That'll put Gray on the Hull Brothers foul line.
Yep.
Gray's there with 11 points. She's second leading on the team with Daniel with 15.
You know, I think she had 10 after that first half, so she only had 1 point this second half of the game.
Yeah, we've been not letting her get the ball inside. Whatever it was we did at halftime, didn't take us long to do it. We were in there about 4 or 5 minutes and came right back out, and they said, let's do this, and it seems to have worked. So
I knew he'd make a plan.
Both of them, and it is 39-36. And we will let you hear the thing from New Year's Eve this time. We'll try to make sure we get it played this time. So we'll be back in just a minute, right after this.
New Year's Eve is coming up, so make your plans now to get to the Fort Recovery American Legion's big New Year's Eve party. Dancing will be from 8 to midnight with music by Tom Everhart, and there will be the traditional sausage and sauerkraut served at midnight. The doors open at 7, and it's only $20 per person with a cash bar, and they'll be giving away door prizes throughout the night. Get your tickets at the Legion Canteen, or get them at the door that night. Get your group together now and head out to the Legion on New Year's Eve, and have a great time with music all night from Tom Everhart.
So if you don't have plans, get out there to the Legion. So we're back here, Arcanum, and Indians with a very small now 39-36 lead, 53.8 seconds. Not that the .8 matters, but a little over 50 seconds left to play. And it is Indians ball, and we have to go the length of the court with the press.
Yep,
and we're going to have to handle this press. We have been, but it's been tough. So we get it into Kiera. They foul her pretty quickly.
Yep.
Only a couple of seconds, not quite 2 seconds went off. So that, I believe, was Garno with the foul.
Yep.
I believe that's her first. They don't really have anybody on the court with foul trouble, so that's their seventh. So Kiera will go to the Hull Brothers foul line, shooting the 1-1. Indians lead by 3. Couple of dribbles up.
And
man, it looked so good in and out.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, man.
Barely.
It was right on line, but just slightly long, and it bounced around and out and rebound to the Trojans. And
they're taking their time, making me a little nervous. Oh.
Yep. They're looking for a good shot.
And she travels.
Oh,
wow.
Made that move.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That was a great little play, and she made that basket, so that's good for us.
Yep, and of course, with the play stoppage, they're going to put their press on again.
Yep, foul Mollenkamp ball comes in, and they foul her instantly, 34 seconds left.
Yep, and that's, we don't have any bad foul shooters out there, and I'm not sure we have any on the team, so we just need to make them.
Yep.
Our girls are definitely capable of making every foul shot that we get the opportunity for.
Yep, so
we just need to convert.
Yep, so Val's going to go to the line and that's try to pick up her 17th point.
Eighth team foul, and I'm pretty sure before this game's over, we'll be shooting a double bonus.
Oh, I
missed. That one misses.
Man.
33 seconds. They're bringing it down.
Too much time with only
let
down.
Let them get the rebound.
Only up by 3, so. Ooh, Val Mollenkamp. Oh, she almost
tipped it away.
Steal. And timeout. Yeah,
tipped it away, and just before they could get anybody could get control of it, Arcanum called timeout. So they're taking a full timeout. We'll just take one with them, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
We are back at Arcanum High School. Indians leading 39-36. And, you know, it's a hard-fought game here.
Yep.
And we keep getting ahead of them, and they keep kind of catching back up.
Yep.
They, at least since very early in the game, and I don't think they've been ahead of us. But
no,
Indians have been in the lead at least almost all of the game.
Yep.
And at least since very early in the first quarter. And but we just can't shake them. And
they
that
just,
seems to happen.
Hanging on.
And it seems to happen here every year.
Yep.
I think we're the better team, but they have two very good players, a junior and a freshman, who are tall and athletic. 18 seconds, and they're
looking there. To me like they're looking for that last second shot. 14's going to shoot it, and she's going to miss it. Oh, rebound
by Gray, up no good, and rebound to Val. Val's going to dribble out and try to stay away from the fouls, but
she can't stay away from the foul, so she's going to get fouled. She's going to have to go to the line, so hopefully she makes this first one, and we can breathe a little bit easier.
6.1, so we're in good shape, but we really need to make this and make it a two-possession game with 6 seconds left. But, man, we need to come on, Hall Brothers, get this ball in the hole.
Yep.
Come on, Val. That looks good.
Yep.
Perfect.
And
awesome. 40-36. Go Indians.
Yep. So Val gets her 17th point. She leads everybody tonight with 17. So the next closest is O'Daniel with 16 or 15.
15 and Gray with 13.
So they're going to dribble and shoot and get their 3-point and not get it off before.
Now, Olivia went over there to block the shot, and she should have stayed away, because if she'd have made that and fouled her on the 3-pointer,
that would have been bad.
We don't want that.
Nope.
So Indians win here, 40-36. We'll be back with a little chit-chat, and we hope we'll get to talk to Coach Brian Patch here very shortly. Back in just a minute or two.
Of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the 14th annual Fort Festival of Trees December 3rd through December 29th, 2018. Each year, businesses, organizations, and individuals decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see who will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name gets engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 3rd during regular library hours.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
And we're back.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We're on the the Miracle Lanes post-game show. And so what do you think about how this all went? Looks like Coach Patch is going to come talk to us pretty quickly.
Yes.
So
that was quick. I don't think he was in the locker room very long.
If he was, he wasn't in long.
Now,
so he might have just chit-chatted with him just real quick. So,
Okay. Yep. So
I'll let you talk with Coach Patch here. And,
okay.
And,
you're going to let me develop a question that...
Yes.
No pressure.
So we'll go to Coach Patch right now. We should be in good shape here. Got it for tiny heads there. Yeah, sorry, Coach.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to come up with this creative, great question for you, Patch, and I got nothing other than you guys did shut down Taylor Gray there the second half. What'd you do different?
We just guarded her.
A little bit better.
You know, she got looks early on because of our pressure.
Mm.
Our pressure defense is really what gave her looks early because when we were trying to pressure, we got beat with the guards, and then Liv tried to come up to help. And then by her coming up to help, that left her then unguarded. So that was basically how she got some looks early on. She really didn't give us too many problems as far as making moves against us to score, but it was more or less just being a help side defender and Liv left her man to come help, which she's supposed to.
Right.
But unfortunately, we just didn't have some backside rotations on her. So.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really all I got. So tell us a little bit.
Well, we were in foul trouble the whole game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's officiated different when you come down south a little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, that was a concern of ours, especially not having BK here today. That mm-hmm. that put us down a man. And,
yes.
And so not having one of our better ball defenders against a guard-oriented team, we were a little concerned and worried about.
Yep.
But I thought Brenna came in and gave us great minutes. I thought Macy gave us some good minutes.
Yes.
I thought Paige Fortkamp played really well today.
She did.
You know, we had to have those kids to play well because, you know, we were shorthanded, and then Liv's in foul trouble and Allie's in foul trouble.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if those two ever did score.
I don't know.
You know, now that's our second and third leading scorer.
Right.
So when you take out your top two leading or two of your top three scorers because of fouls, and then your fourth is Brooke.
Yeah.
You know, so now we're down 2, 3, and 4
yep.
As far as scoring goes. You know, I was a little concerned how we were going to be able to get some shots in and score, but we did a good job finding people. Val found spots, and you know, I thought she had a good shooting performance today because she took good shots, and she got into spots where she could score, and we found her in those spots, and she took good shots versus just getting shots up. It was good uncontested shots.
Yeah.
And I thought Key played a great game. And I think that's 2 or 3 games now she's been back. She hasn't left the floor for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she's out there, I just feel really comfortable with our offense, knowing we're going to do what we're supposed to, because she does a great job of getting us in spots. And
She's kind of boss.
Yeah. and she did a good job today being a floor general.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, she did.
And I thought, you know, we had really good shots, I thought, in the third quarter that just wouldn't go down, but we were able to keep them from scoring two. And I thought, you know, I thought we took some very good shots that just wouldn't go, but it seemed to me like the offense was working pretty well.
Well, at halftime we were shooting 59%, and that's the best we've shot all year by far. But we were shooting shots we could hit.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, a couple of our kids just want to get shots up, and it's not shots that we can hit, and because of that, it's not a great percentage. But today we were doing a better job of turning down contested shots and finding better shots.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we had a higher percentage, and, you know, we put up just the same amount, pretty much the same amount of points as we did if we were shooting a lot of bad shots.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then... I say it also, it doesn't help when 3 of your top 4 scorers are sitting up on the bench not playing either. So
that's definitely true.
Yeah,
but I thought, you know, we talked about it on the air that sometimes, like when you put Macy in and took Olivia out, we lost a foot but of height on the floor. But so the game's a little different, but, you know, we didn't really lose anything.
Yeah.
We when you put subs in, the game will change a little bit, but we go even without colleague in there, we still have very good depth on the bench. You know, and it's just fun to see those different kids go out there and do well.
Yeah, well, that's what they work for, and you know, the thing is Brooke is one of the best on-ball defenders I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a kid out like that, I mean, that really hurts us defensively. But I thought defensively our kids did a great job today.
They stepped up. Yep.
Yeah, that was probably the best defensive job for them as a whole I've seen Val play. Normally she kind of takes breaks on that end, unfortunately for us sometimes. But today I thought she was really engaged and active. And I thought Paige Forkamp is really getting better.
Yes.
You know, she played, but she really didn't play last year, because she was more committed to swim.
Right.
And so, you know, we'd get her one or two days a week for practice and, you know, mm-hmm. some games. And she just really, even though she was on the team, she didn't have a chance to get a lot better. Now she's doing basketball. You can just see her really starting to grow and develop as a player. And, I mean, she's doing a lot of good things for us right now. And so it helps having an athletic kid like that out there as well.
Yeah, and she comes off the bench giving you 11 points. That's huge.
And, I mean, she got her hand on a couple tip passes. She's mm-hmm. getting rebounds.
Yes.
Her confidence is starting to progress to where she's not turning it over anymore as much. With making decisions, you know, before it was almost like a bomb in her hand. She was catching it and throwing it as fast as she could because she didn't want anything to do with it. I mean, she hit a huge three for us in front of our bench.
Yes. That was awesome.
Early in her year, she wouldn't even have thought about taking that shot.
Gotcha.
And so you can just see her starting to gain confidence as she's playing. And, we're 4-3 now, but I mean, we're nowhere near where as good as we're going to be because we'll have that confidence of our young kids who are getting big minutes for us. And, you know, hopefully you don't want kids hurt, but hopefully some of these injuries will be a blessing for us to where, we'll have kids being able to get, make plays down to the end of the stretch because they've been getting minutes now there maybe weren't going to get. Yeah. So.
And with them going out and showing that they can do it, if somebody is almost ready to come back from an injury, you don't have to try to push them to come back. You have that luxury of waiting an extra game because you know that the team isn't going to be hurt with one of your four or five great subs that you have.
Well, the other thing is confidence, and coach, this being the coach,
uh-huh.
and people think that you should just as a coach automatically have confidence in kids, and that's not how it works.
It's definitely not how it works.
You can't just say, hey, you want to believe in them, and you want them to have confidence. As a coach, you want to have confidence in kids, but mm-hmm. kids have to earn that confidence, and they got to have confidence in themselves, and you as a coach got to have confidence by seeing them do it over and over.
Yeah.
And if you don't see kids do things over and over, then it's hard to have confidence that they're going to be successful when you put them in, and that's how you earn playing time. And so, mm-hmm. I think those kids that are starting to gain confidence in themselves, and by doing that, they're playing better, and then that's giving us more confidence in them too. So.
For sure. So.
Well, we really appreciate you coming up and talking to us, coach, and we'll let you get on the bus and head on back home. We'll come back right after this and wrap things up here from Arcanum High School, Indian.
Also, Neil, have a great Christmas to Fort Recovery,
thank
the
you
community,
very much.
And to everyone out there, and hopefully they get to the boys' game tonight, too.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Coach. Be back in just a minute to wrap things up.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back from Arcanum High School on the Miracle Lanes post-game show, where the Indians wrap up a 40-36 hard-fought victory. I think the Indians led all the way, at least nearly the entire game, from at least early in the first quarter on, if not the entire game. But I think we had the lead up to 6 or 7, but we could never shake the Lady Trojans, and they had Taylor Gray, a 6-foot freshman that had double digits. Also, Kalo Daniel, a 5'8" junior, double digits. We just couldn't shake them pretty quick. They gave us a little bit of trouble with the half court or the full court trap, trying to get us on the bringing the ball up court. We managed to fight our way through it, but we could never shake this tough Arcanum Trojans team. So again, Lady Indians come away with a hard-fought 40-36 victory here, and so we're going to wrap it up from here. Join us again in 2 or 3 hours when we start again with the boys JV game tonight, and going on tonight we do have that JV game at 6 o'clock, and we'll be broadcasting that. The boys host Ansonia, and varsity will be a WPGW simulcast. Next Friday will be the next game. The boys will host Greenville, and on Saturday the girls host Jay County. So that's the upcoming tonight, and then next Friday, then next Saturday. The Saturday game is a noon JV start for the girls. So we'll wrap it up from here. Thanks for listening. And for myself and Diana Rammel, we appreciate you staying tuned and supporting our Fort Recovery Indians. Recovery Radio broadcasts public service announcements at no charge. So if your group has an upcoming event you would like us to help you promote, contact us.